Comedian faces $27 million lawsuit for joking about the Lion King. Generations of children grew up with the chant that opens the Lion King to a backdrop of a red sun rising in the distance, with animals raising their heads, but barely anyone knows what the words mean. The automatic subtitles on the Walt Disney YouTube video of the 1994 scene just read, "Man singing in foreign language." The translation of the lyrics "Nans ingan I'm a badger thee baba" is now the subject of a bitter $27 million legal dispute between the South African behind the opening lines of Circle of Life and a Zimbabwean comedian who mocked them. Written and performed by Lebo Hang Morik, a Grammy winner known as Lebo M, the words mean, "All hail the king, we all bow in the presence of the king," at least according to Disney. However, the award-winning Zimbabwean comic Learn More Mwilini Hika, known as Learn More Jonasi, joked on a podcast that the real, perhaps anticlimactic, meaning was, "Look, there's a lion. Oh my god." This elicited laughter from the show's host. Jonasi has repeated the joke in stand-up routines, alongside broader racial criticisms of the film for including lions with American accents in Africa, and then you have the monkey with an accent. He also criticized the Marvel film Black Panther and other depictions of Africa in Hollywood. Lebo M's lawsuit claims that Jonasi's malicious depiction created a false narrative for the highly talented work of Lebo M, and the numerous accolades received worldwide, spitting on his work with continuous mockery and disdain. The complaint, filed this month in federal court in Los Angeles, where Lebo M lives and where Jonasi recently performed, cites viral videos of the comedian's joke, where online commenters say it ruined their childhood. It alleges, the insipid jokes by Jonasi are causing disruption of Lebo M's business relationships with Disney, and are impacting Lebo M's income from royalties. Lebo M is seeking at least $20 million in damages, plus $7 million representing profits that he claims Jonasi has made at his expense. In his legal claim, Lebo M describes the song as a type of traditional South African royal praise poetry. While Ingon Yama can literally translate to lion in Zulu, the contextual metaphor signifies kingship, Lebo M argues, justifying the official translation. The lawsuit cites a conversation on Instagram between Lebo M and Jonasi, in which the composer accuses the comedian of insulting African culture and spreading colonialistic propaganda. Jonasi replied in part, "Jokes are meant to open the window to start a conversation." In a video posted on social media on the 14th of March, Jonasi said, "I actually love the song. This person is not attacking the joke but my character." Another video apparently shows Jonasi being served legal papers while performing. "I did a joke about the Lion King, and I'm paying for that," he said on stage. "I now have a gluten allergy, anxiety, I got served, I'm now American." In one posted last Thursday, Jonasi said, "Right now I'm looking for a lawyer. If you know anybody out here who is willing to help me, please, please reach out. I can't believe I'm getting sued for telling a joke."